This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Health officials say the coronavirus Delta variant continues to surge. Details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The variant is surging, with CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky estimating it's now responsible for 83% of American COVID-19 cases.
In some parts of the country, the percentage is even higher.
Walensky says the vast majority of those with new cases are unvaccinated. In Miami, infectious disease expert Lillian Abbo says they're getting very sick. Very fast.
We were not seeing this in any of the other waves of the pandemic.
The advice here in Washington remains the same, from the nation's top Democrat.
Get vaccinated.
To Congress's top Republican.
These shots need to get in everybody's arm as rapidly as possible.
Mitch McConnell says the alternative is a return to the pain of last fall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
India's excess deaths during the coronavirus pandemic could be staggering, 10 times the official COVID-19 toll, likely managed making it modern India's worst human tragedy. That's according to the most comprehensive research yet on the ravages of the virus in the South Asian country. Most experts in India's official toll of more than 414,000 dead say that it's a vast undercount, but the government has dismissed those concerns as exaggerated and misleading. The report released Tuesday estimates that the excess deaths, the gap between those recorded and those that would have been expected, to be 3.4 million to 4.7 million. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China on Tuesday rejected an accusation by Washington and its Western allies that Beijing is to blame for a hack of the Microsoft Exchange email system, and complained Chinese entities are victims of damaging U.S. cyber attacks. A foreign ministry spokesman demanded Washington drop the charges announced Monday against four Chinese nationals accused of working with the Ministry of State Security to try to steal U.S. trade secrets, technology, and disease research. The announcement that the Biden administration and European allies formally blamed Chinese government-linked hackers for ransomware attacks increased pressure over long-running complaints against Beijing, but included no sanctions. The years-long effort by state and local governments in the U.S. to force the pharmaceutical industry to help pay to fix a nationwide opioid addiction and overdose crisis took a major step forward Tuesday when lawyers for local governments announced that they were on the verge of a $26 billion settlement with the nation's three biggest drug distribution companies and the drug maker Johnson & Johnson. Billionaire Amazon founder Jeff Bezos blasted off into space on his own rocket ship for a brief suborbital flight. The AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Command engine start. 2-1.
That was Blue Origin's rocket taking off from Texas with Bezos, along with his brother and also an 18-year-old whose dad paid for him to go, and an 82-year-old woman, once a NASA pilot, denied a chance to go to space because she was a woman. 10 minutes later, they all landed.
Welcome back, New Shepard.
The capsule separating from the rocket, loading to the ground with parachutes.
Blue Control's Bezos, best day ever.
Yeah. They reached an altitude of about 66 miles. That's further than fellow billionaire Richard Branson got on his space trip about a week ago. Blue Origin plans two more trips with customers this year. I'm Julie Walker.
According to Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, the world needs to see that Japan can stage a safe Olympics. The country's prime minister told the sports officials Tuesday ahead of the Tokyo Games. Tens of thousands of athletes, officials, game staff, and media continue arriving in Japan amid a local state of emergency, as well as widespread opposition from the general public. And some athletes have already come down with the COVID-19 variant. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.